listeners. My name's James.
And I'm Tim. We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire. Welcome to another episode of The Wave Wire. My name is James, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Tim. Tim, how are you?
James, this is a really sad moment for the podcast, but also it's a really good moment because we're moving into a new phase, new evolution of the podcast.
Yes, Tim, that's correct. We, as we alluded to earlier in the last episode, we're now going to be going live on Dash Radio over in America, so if you have Dash Radio capabilities in any of your devices, you know, in your car, on your phones, on through your laptop, you can stream us just about anywhere now. So make sure you're checking us out. Our shows will be live on the Almighty Baller radio station, and they'll be going out on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. I believe, Tim.
Or 6:30.
Central. These are central times. I'm sure
it'll be between 6 to 7:30, but it's only an hour, so I'm not sure. Half an hour. That's not our show, but it's just in that time zone. And then Saturday at 4:30 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it'll be rerun midday on Saturday afternoon. So
prime time.
Make sure you're checking in that out. But as always, you can still access us on iTunes and Stitcher and everything. We're not going anywhere. We're still loyal to our international viewers.
But with the Dash Radio comes a sad moment. We must say goodbye to the air horn.
Yeah,
we're now professional.
We're now professionals, Tim. No more shenanigans, no more silliness.
No more shenanigans. What are you talking about?
There's still be a lot of...
We might as well just get rid of the bloody podcast.
A lot of shenanigans and silliness. Just the soundboard may take a back seat for a while we work everything out moving forward.
While we work out if we're allowed to be stupid.
Yeah. Who knows if we need to see if those the serious people who listen to us in their cars actually care about the air horn, Tim. Maybe they'll want it.
The business people.
All right, Tim, let's... it's enough rubbish we've been talking. There's a lot more of it to come in the next hour of the show.
Yeah, and don't worry, I've got some sweet gags lined up.
All right, so this week, Tim, we'll kick it off with the unique of the week with the... you know, this is the third week, I believe, now of the Daily Rundown. It's gone off to a hot start.
It's bringing in big views, James.
With Adrian, shout out to Adrian. He's been messaging us on Twitter, who's been pretty successful using the new format we've got here. So
he listened for the first 3 days. He listened to the podcast. He cashed all 3 days. He never cashed before.
That's how we do, Tim. That's how we do it the way we are. We do the research so you don't have to do it. It's the motto.
That's the motto.
All right, Tim. Kick it off with the unique of the week. Big Shot Bob, Robert Covington, Tim. Really like what this man's been doing. The former Houston Rocket is balling in the second half of the season, and
the former Tim's okay team.
Yeah.
Fantasy lineup
joined James's nice team. And displaying the talent we knew he had all along. So the rangy small forward has amplified his production in the second half of the season, Tim. He's now up to averaging 16.4 points per game and shooting nearly 40% on almost 7 attempts from 3-point distance per game since the beginning of February.
He's trouble.
He's causing trouble. But if we bring those back to since the All-Star break, Tim. So let's just have a look at his slash line since the All-Star break. So the scoring numbers that he's been putting up have combined with his ability to fill up defensive stack categories. So not only in season-long fantasy is a good option, but he's definitely a good DFS option because, you know, steals and blocks are worth two. So if you're getting two of each a game, it's 8 points. It's pretty handy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, he does not mind going 40 to 50 range.
No, doesn't mind it. And since the All-Star break, Tim, this is his averages. 17.3 points per game with 2.7 threes. So that's just 20 points a game right there. 8.1 rebounds, which is very high for a small forward. He's oversized, though. I've discussed this. 1.8 assists, 2 steals, and 1.5 blocks. So I worked that out with his shooting percentages and everything. So that works out being around across the different fantasy platforms, you'll probably end up with around a 38 per game. Now he comes in at 11,500.
That's more than 3.5 times his value.
Guys. More than 3.5 times his value. Oh, sorry, that's dead on 3.5 times his value. So he's making value every week, just on average. So when he has a good matchup, you have to lock him in, Tim. It'll be a shame. He scored 50 in his last outing and 48 before that. So, let's just shine the light on Big Shot Bob for this week, I think, Tim. And congrats to him because he's, you know, really kicked on since his days at the Houston Rockets.
He's revived his career, really. But At the start of the season, we were calling him Big Shot Bob. I don't think he made a big shot. I don't think he made a shot.
Is this his nickname from his times in Houston down the D-League with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers? He used to hit a lot of threes, and same thing for Houston. But, you know, I always saw he had a lot of talent, and I was pretty... You know, I wasn't happy when the Rockets let him go. Ended up, found his way in Philly, though, which is good for him. He's a good player. We'll probably be their starting small forward when they win the title in 3 years' time.
You sure? He already fits in with Simmons?
Simmons is point guard.
Okay. Sure. All right, James, onto the value picks.
What?
James, enough shenanigans. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Value picks point.
I was gonna argue with you. It's not value picks. It's just noise. We don't do the value picks anymore.
That's what unique of the week. Yeah. Points of difference and notes. Yeah, it's notes.
It's just notes.
Note: Emmanuel Mudiay is alive, but not kicking.
Yeah, Tim, I would have read that with a little more enthusiasm. Do you want to try that again?
Emmanuel Mudiay is alive.
Is he?
But not kicking.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, played a good 6 minutes for 8 points, which I was astounded with.
No. Look at him.
Put the moves on.
He's out of the grave.
And then Mike Malone was like, oh, we need you in the second half. No, you can actually sit on the pine, don't worry.
Yeah, well, Tim, if anything...
We'll cop that out, don't worry.
If anything, it's not good news for, you know, Emmanuel Mudiay's DFS hopes, because I doubt he plays more than 15 minutes a game for the rest of the season.
Which annoys me.
It's just bad news for Jamal Murray, Tim. Because that's less minutes for him.
Yeah, but Mudiay's not checking in, mate. 5 to 6 minutes, what? He played one game of 6 minutes. He was DMPCD for about 16 other games. He played and checked into 2 other games.
He's still alive, Tim. That's what matters.
He's still there. He's not just a warm body on the bench in clothes.
Hey, if we thought it was a cold body in street clothes before. Mm-hmm. Oh. Anyway, another note, Tim. Be careful about Sacramento players. I'm not liking this little trend that they have here with the, rotated rest. Aaron Aflalo doesn't need rest. He hasn't played a good game all year. Look, give me a spell.
Do you reckon the fans had the signs out? Don't rest Aflalo. MJ would have played. I don't think anyone missed him, let's be honest.
I don't think anyone's going to be saying, what would Aaron Aflalo do in this situation anytime soon. But anyway, Yoga seems to be resting a different guard every day, so I would probably steer clear of that entire guard rotation, Tim. Unless you're 100% sure that your player
is being permanently rested.
What, in jail?
Kicking back in his cell?
He's got the handcuffs on, mate. He can't go anywhere.
He's not playing anything.
No, he's actually still... Tim, he's somehow still playing games. I don't know. I thought there was a warrant out for his arrest. I don't know what's going on. But anyway.
I couldn't tell you, James. I'm not part of the Sacramento PD.
Maybe we'll have to have him as a guest on the show. We could discuss. Ty Lawson.
We should get someone from the Sacramento Police Department. Give us the inside.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you meant Ty Lawson.
Not Ty Lawson.
That would be a bigger guest, James. A bigger get for the show.
Ty Lawson? Yeah. No, the Sacramento PD would be a bigger get for the show. So we can talk shit about Ty Lawson. next note. Deion Wade is, Tim, expected to miss the rest of the regular season. How does this make you feel?
He's missing the rest of the season.
Regular season.
Who said that? When did this happen? I didn't know.
There's only like 10 games left. And he hurt his ankle. Yeah, they'll hold him out. Oh, okay. He might come back for the last
season. You say season, you immediately go, what?
He'll play. He'll be back for the playoffs, they said, but they might just rest him out until then.
Well, if they're one game out, he's going to play.
Yeah.
But Deion, what was my nickname? What was their nickname for? Oh, sorry, Waiters Island. Waiters Island will play.
It's still above the water. It hasn't submerged yet. Waiters Island's still around.
If need be, he will play. Because I reckon Heat are going to make playoffs.
No, I think they will too.
Pistons are done.
They're cooked, mate.
They are finished.
They're cooked.
One of the worst teams in the NBA right now.
But just a little thing to go with
this. They lost to Brooklyn, who were the worst team in the NBA, so now they are officially the worst team in the NBA.
Yuck 'em.
Break 'em.
Josh Richardson will have to step up in his absence, Tim.
No, but he hasn't before.
Yeah, so I think that means James Johnson, you know.
Our boy.
I have to bring him up, don't I? He's our boy.
Do you remember our 10-minute talk on James Johnson, just talking him up?
Yeah, we did have a good chat on him.
That was fantastic.
He's a good guy. Well, JJ's a favourite of the podcast, Tim. He'll be a lock most days for me now, I think, because he's going to have to lead that bench unit by himself. He's a the best ball handler. Tyler Johnson.
But Tyler Johnson was originally a shooting guard who got moved to point.
So. Yeah, exactly. He's still struggling with the whole playmaking thing. I like the James Johnson point centre, point small forward, point power forward, whatever everybody checks in at, whatever role he is. And I think his high usage rate will get even higher now that Josh Richardson will play a more significant role with the starters. And I think James Johnson's definitely a lock for me over the next couple of weeks, Tim.
Absolutely. That's fantastic, James.
Some fantastic insight and analysis. What do you reckon?
We're on to the Daily Rundown.
We are on to the Daily Rundown.
James, who we got on Thursday? This is your research?
We're going straight into it. We're just kicking straight into it today. No jokes, no lead-in, no transition music.
We don't have transition music.
No, we don't have
it. We might. Maybe there's a possibility.
Maybe when we become serious people on radio, we'll get some transition. We'll be cool enough.
When we get a real studio.
Yeah. What do you mean? We have a real studio with a live studio audience.
Yeah. Oh, we just got exposed, didn't we? I just exposed. I think, James, I think everyone saw through the farce.
No. No. They knew all along.
Well, we talked about before the game. We ripped it off before the game. And everything just comes undone.
Everything comes crashing down, too.
Well, we're professional net, so we don't have to worry about it.
It's funny because we've talked about it all in our other podcasts how no one listens this late, but that's like 25 minutes in. Tim, we're only 10 minutes in. There may be still 50% of the listeners who clicked on the link by accident.
Thursday, James. Suns, I don't want
to hear it. Still hanging around.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Suns vs Nets.
Maybe Smatho's the only one listening.
Suns vs Nets.
Good stacking matchup, Tim, this one. There's a lot of cheap options here because the Suns have decided to shut everyone down. So Brooklyn have been poor at defending point guards all season. We've talked about this all year long. And this will suit Ulis perfectly. He still comes in at a very cheap price. Some reason on DraftStars, they haven't bumped that up yet, but take advantage of him while I can. So since he's joined the starting lineup, it's been four games now. 17 points, 11 assists, 2.67 rebounds per game.
I don't know, you could have 2.67 rebounds a game.
That's just the averages, you flog.
Sorry, I just like to chip in my 2 cents.
So that's handy, that's especially at 5,000.
I like to chip in my 2.67 cents.
You're actually just a horrible human.
Lynn is also unlikely to play in this game, which means Spencer Dinwiddie will play 30 minutes. Ah, I love Spencer.
Shout out Spencer. What a gun.
Should easily clear value in that amount of time.
Yeah, well, absolutely you will.
I picked him up when he played 26 minutes and he scored 9 points. Oh, that wasn't my favourite day.
Everyone
it was not bad. My favourite day of defense.
Everyone has bad games. The Suns are also terrible defensively since Chandler has been told to take a seat, Tim. Is this correct?
He got told to take a seat in early January.
And they've been very poor defensively since then. So it's showtime Brook Lopez, Tim.
I love
that. Don't worry about the showtime Lakers, it's showtime Lopez.
I think we picked Brook Lopez in every single game Brooklyn's ever played. Because he's the only one there.
Can't go wrong with him. Well, Lopez is allergic to rebounds, Tim, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. But all Brook Lopez has to do, Tim, get to his spot on the floor and just pop. He'll just pop shots.
He'll just
pick a pop all day long. And this man doesn't miss, Tim. He's one of the best shooting 3-point shooting centres in the league.
Oh, he's actually quite good at it.
Quite a high rate of attempts for 3-pointers and also very good efficiency as well.
Well, can I just chip in there? Make sure if you want to play Brook Lopez, you're playing him this season for 3-pointers because next season, Brooklyn's going to be a hell of a lot better than they are and Lopez will no longer be shooting threes. That's my opinion.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will be.
Can you just wait?
Sorry.
He's used to space the floor as a centre because Rondae Hollis-Jefferson really can't. Alright?
Yeah.
So Brook Lopez is used to space the floor so he can get guards driving in. But once they get a better system and they realise what they need to do, Brook Lopez will no longer be needed to stand on the rim and he'll be there to get rebounds.
Alright.
That's just what I reckon.
But Brook Lopez doesn't like rebounds.
Yeah, no, he's allergic to him.
But that's what I was talking about before, Tim. Because he's allergic to rebounds, Williams and Len aren't good defensively, but they'll be able to get all the rebounds of his misses and everything and everyone else's misses. So I like Alan Williams as well in this matchup. I don't like Alex Len. I just think Alex Len's overpriced and not very good.
And pretty trash.
Yeah, so Alan Williams is a nice little matchup here, Tim. Tim, next one's Grizzly Spurs. No bueno.
What the hell was that?
Haven't you seen that meme?
Yeah, I have, but I'm wondering why you're playing it.
Yeah, so Tim, steer clear of that game. Knicks Blazers, Tim. Interesting one here. The Blazers are on the up as they try to leapfrog Denver into the 8th seed and who Denver fell mightily, Tim, against Houston Rockets 2 games in a row.
But, I'm not bad.
They should blow out the Knicks comprehensively, and the Knicks have just been pretty comprehensively bad, Tim. So, conversely, I do think this is a good game for Porzingis. You know, I've talked about how good the Blazers are going to be, but I think this is a good Porzingis game. So the Blazers have a rotating power forward slot because, you know, they just keep getting injured and they're all crap, yeah. So I think he'll make light work of them, Tim. It seems like a good game for Porzingis to get down and dirty in the paint and shoot threes and just do whatever the hell he wants to do. And the Unicorn he'll be a good option with, Noah's still out. So there's that. But I think Lillard's going to set fire to the next team. He's been torching teams lately. He scored, how many points did he score against Phoenix? 50?
Yeah, about
47. And then he nearly scored, I think he scored 44 the other day. So maybe that might have been yesterday. So the man's on a mission at the moment. He wants to get the Blazers into the playoffs. So lock him in. Derek Rose's knees may break again when he crosses him up. But we'll see. So
Don't do it.
No. Nurkic is also going to be a good option here, Tim. Oquin's undersized, and Nurkic is just going to bully him around. And he's a lot smarter than Hernan Gomez is. So I think he'll just bully him. You know, better body work, better positioning. I think he'll be in, he'll just take advantage of Hernan Gomez isn't as smart, you know, get his positioning around the boards. So I think should be a lot of easy putback slams for Nurkic, yeah. What do you think about the Raptors' A team? This will be interesting. Characterised by some missing players.
Serge Ibaka, I think, is missing.
He's going to be suspended. This point in time,
that's what I've said.
There hasn't been said, so nothing's been said.
But I was waiting for that, James, because today I said that today was the day that Serge Ibaka stamped his authority in a Toronto Raptors uniform, and he did. Not in the way we thought.
No, he decided to left right good night Robin Lopez instead.
I thought he was Sideshow Bob and saw a rake and Simpsons reference. Just bang. DraftStars actually quoted that and said, when your mate tells you LeBron James is better than MJ, and then you go nuts.
But should be the other way around. Yeah, LeBron James is better than MJ. That's going to cause some ferocious. We're going to get some ferocious feedback on that comment. Just oh well. Patrick Patterson, Tim, stands out for me here with Ibaka missing games. Patrick Patterson has not played good minutes all year because there's always been someone ahead of him in the starting lineup. And when he did
and he's
play,
rubbish.
Okay, he's a Houston great. Leave him alone.
James, move on. Hurry up.
I like him to cause trouble here. There's no Deion Waiters as well, it increases the burden on Dragic, who has to score a lot of the points in the starting lineup. And he should have no problem scoring against Corey Joseph. What do you reckon there?
Corey Joseph. What's
can you
he,
argue with that?
What's nah. he going to do?
It also means, so as I said before, it means Richardson plays a bigger role at the starting lineup. Therefore, James Johnson is on lock.
Yep.
Because James Johnson's a gunner. We love him here.
Simple analysis.
I also like Whiteside. Valanciunas, you know, Dwayne Casey, Valanciunas, we talked about their relationship. We just don't know what's going on there. But Whiteside should easily get 15 and 15 against Valanciunas, I think. But, you know, conversely, Valanciunas will get a little bit back on him. Although Whiteside puts up the stats, he's not that great defensively. So Valanciunas may be a little good value buy there.
Clips Mavs, James. Clippers are having issues defensively, and I think they could end up in a high-scoring affair here. Most points against the Clippers are coming at the small forward position, so I think Harrison Barnes, James.
Yeah, definitely Harrison Barnes. Make a name for himself against the Clippers.
I just think his skill set is perfect for this.
Yeah, it'll be a slow. I don't think it'll be
because he's adept at just dropping points in a real hurry.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a game that's, you know, full of up and down basketball with people scoring in transition. I think it suits Harrison Barnes in that it'll probably be a lot of kicking out to shooters and the slow post up kind of work your way inside to the rack kind of thing, which suits Harrison Barnes, who likes to he can flourish any way but the basketball is played. Tim. He's a proven scorer.
Blake Griffin as well, James, against Dirk.
Yeah, I think we love Dirk, but he'll be mincemeat against Blake Griffin. He's just too athletic for him.
Too powerful.
Too physical. Anything else we want to say about him? He's got a big dick? Fucking hell.
Ooh, got a horse dick.
Yeah. We're just riding Blake Griffin there. Anyway, Tim, that's enough for Thursday. So after we've won you money on Thursday, we'll move on to Friday.
Nuggets Pacers.
Tim, the total score was 252 the last time these teams met.
That was in England.
That was in England too. So no one had home court advantage and it was 252.
Two uber athletic squads bouncing up and down the court means this will be a high octane game. See, you took my word, James. Octane.
Yeah, Chandler and Gallinari, mate, they'll probably still be out. What do you reckon, Tim?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure Chandler gets up against Cavs tomorrow. Gallinari, I think, misses again.
Yeah, so with Gallinari out, that means either Will Barton or Hernan Gomez will start.
It'll be Juancho Hernan Gomez.
He'll be launching those three from Juancho Land, Tim. He's played fantastically without those two, so I'd be locking him in.
I ripped his ticket, did you know that?
You what?
I ripped his ticket to Juancho Land.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on the door. I said, please enter Juancho Land, and he hit 5 for 5.
Yeah, so Juancho, he'll play fantastically without... If he gets the start again, Jokic will make a mockery of Miles Turner. Absolutely. I think it'll just be...
I can't believe people tell me that Miles Turner is a...
Jokic is a top 15 NBA player. I'm actually not even exaggerating.
That makes me so happy to hear.
So, I wouldn't forget about him, even though his price is incredibly high. I'd probably still take the punt on him.
Jokic is always dangerous.
Even though Friday is a pretty big slate, Tim. It's there's 10 games, but I'm still happy to... take Jokic at the... What is he? 18 and a half?
Nah. Yeah, about 18 and a half, 19,000.
But I think the lock from this game is Jeff Teague.
Yep.
Caused trouble.
You don't need to say anything else, James.
Caused trouble against the Nuggets. Jamil Nelson won't be able to stay in front of him. And Timmy will just post a triple-double in his sleep here, I think. It'll be so easy for him.
Paul George.
I'm not finished yet. Paul George is a tidy option, but... I don't think a lot of Pacers will struggle in this game because the Nuggets are very good at eliminating three-point opportunities, which benefits players like CJ Miles and Paul George. And, you know, they've really doesn't prove any value for CJ Miles and the like against the Nuggets because they just can't hit the threes.
Agreed.
So that's something to keep in mind there. Nets Wizards team, you can hit this.
Nets are gritty, James. We've said it very before. They don't like to back down very early into the game. But I don't know if they can hang on with the Wizards because the Wizards have been poor in their last couple of games. It's time they bounce back.
Yeah, and we talked about it all year long, Tim. Brooklyn Nets can't defend point guards. And who do they come up against?
John Wall. If he'd played like this, he would have been MVP.
Yeah,
he literally would have been MVP.
No, he wouldn't have been MVP.
There would not have been an argument.
James Harden's just run away with it.
He's been averaging almost 15, 16 assists in the last couple of games.
Yeah, but it's all about season long. So anyway,
that's what I'm saying. If you play like this all season, Jeff.
Anyway, is it possible to average 16 assists for a season?
We didn't know.
Has anyone ever done that?
It's possible.
Probably someone has.
It is possible, James. If you assist the ball 16 times in a game, you'll average 16 assists a game. we'll torch him. Bill will torch him.
Yeah,
that's all that needs to be said.
I like your Otto Porter here too, Tim. Cheap little option there at the small forward position. Trevor Booker looks good though for Brooklyn, Tim. I must admit. Not too many Nets jump out from this game, but I do like him against Markieff Morris. He comes across as tough, but he really lets the opposing power forward rack up some good statistics, so there's a good one there. Moving on to Suns-Celtics. So the Suns have been blown out since they shut down Bledsoe and Chandler, so I'd probably be expecting more of the same against the Celtics. I don't think they'll make the same mistake they made last time letting the Suns hang around. So I probably wouldn't be shelling out too much cash on too many Celtics, but Jay Crowder does stick out for me because he tends to play deeper minutes in the, you know, even in the blowouts because there's not too much depth behind him at small forward.
Who plays?
No,
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, they're all guards and they just go small. So I think Jay Crowder will probably have to play still 35 minutes at the minimum, so I'd be picking him. But then, I mean, from that game, it's just Tyler Ulis and Alan Williams, you know, the cheaper options. There, that's about it for me, Tim.
I'd probably avoid that game, to be honest. This is a big slate, you don't really need to.
Exactly. Bucks versus Hawks. So, Brogdon is a good cheap option here. He's been playing well at the point guard position. I mean, again, Jason Kidd, I hate Jason Kidd because he just rotates all these players. And
he doesn't play Greg Monroe consistently.
Yeah, he doesn't play Greg Monroe consistently, exactly. So, and the longer John Henson plays, the more I hate Jason Kidd. So, I'm picking Dwight Howard here, and he'll absolutely destroy him, Tim.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll make a mockery of of Henson, yeah. So Monroe may check in here for some, like, because Dwight's a more physical matchup, but
yeah,
you know,
Moose is the bigger body.
But you can't count on anything when it comes to Jason Kidd as the coach. So it's an interesting one there. And the Bucks really struggle. Interesting thing here with Giannis being the best small forward in the league, behind LeBron, is that the Bucks really struggle with small forwards, but Seth Loesch is not the issue here to worry about him.
Absolutely not.
It's Timmy Hardaway. He's the type to come in off the bench and cause a little bit of havoc there against the Bucks team, so I think he's a very, very good option. Wolves-Lakers team is the next game. So the Lakers are putrid without Lou Williams.
No, absolutely.
Their offense is really bad. So Carl Anthony Towns will go bonkers here, just mark my words. Mark my words. He's going to go bonkers. So I'm the absolute first person to be locking him in. Luke Walton has changed his rotation around, you know, they were all playing 20...
minutes a game. He's playing 10 players, 20 minutes a night. But now he's really stretching out the minutes for the starters as the starting lineup takes shape for what they want in the future.
As David Nwaba, who had never been heard of before, now plays 30 minutes a night.
Yeah. But surprisingly, I think D'Angelo Russell's actually a good option in this game, Tim. Ricky Rubio is not the best perimeter defender, I must say.
Nah.
And it seems that Minnesota struggle with the score first kind of guards, which is exactly what D'Angelo Russell is. He's not a pass first point guard. So I like him. And I like Julius Randle because he's just a reliable option.
Because we love Julius.
And we love Julius. And he tends to score well regardless of the opposition. It doesn't really matter when he's matching.
Flirts with that triple-double.
He does like to flirt with that triple-double. Finally, from that game, Tim, you need Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins just likes to score 40 points and do nothing else. And this is the kind of game where he can score 40 points and do nothing else. So look for him to get hot in a hurry, score a heap of points. And he'll still keep playing because that's the way Tibbs does things. But, big point total coming up from Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Andrew, I need you another 40.
Cavs Hornets, Tim. So this is the Nick Batum game.
Absolutely. I love Nick
Batum. We love the Batum. And I love his versatility against the Cavs. He'll cause some problems there, definitely. Just too much for J.R. Smith and Imam Shumpert to keep up with.
Defends all positions, which is probably the best part of it. He'll defend a smaller player and he'll just rack up a couple more rebounds. He'll be playing on a bigger player and he'll get more assists. And he can just go to the rack, shoot over him, does whatever.
Exactly. No, I love him. Tim.
He can score in any way possible.
And Kevin Love, Tim, a little interesting one here. He's still a bit cheaper than when he was in his prime earlier in the season. Because he's, missed a fair chunk of the season so far. And he's coming up against a red-hot Marvin Williams. So, you get advice to stay away. But I reckon he's...
The 10-year vet. The 10-year in his prime now.
Yeah. I reckon Marvin Kevin Williams. Loves a chance to dominate Marvin here. So, look out. I reckon Kevin Love... I reckon he's a sneaky good option in this game, Tim. Just to take over quietly. But anyway. Kyrie Irving versus Kemba will be a fun matchup. Both should score well.
Yeah, not much D will be played there.
Not expecting massive scores from either, but they should score quite well.
James, you alright?
Oh, Tim, I'm choking. I just vomited in my mouth. The Pistons and the Magic. Oh, yuck.
Okay, you just did a little spiel, sorry. Yeah. My apologies. I was generally worried for your welfare, and I couldn't care. Houston beat Denver, what do I care about you anymore?
Tim, this total score won't be over 200. Telling you now.
No way.
It'll be a slow-paced game.
James, we'll be lucky to get over 160.
You might be able to make the case for Andre Drummond and Elfrin Payton, but I'm not going to bother making it because I don't want to because I dislike anyone from this game. So stay clear.
When you know that team's going to struggle to put up 165 points in a game combined,
yeah,
you know steer well clear.
It's definitely not a DFS play. Anyway, moving on to Nola versus the Rockets. Now, I'm still salty about this, Tim, because Solomon Hill had the best game of his fucking life. And it'll never happen ever again. Never happen again. He was the hero last time, but lightning doesn't strike twice. He's not going to beat us again. Might be DeMarcus Cousins who beats us, though.
Just quietly went off today.
Yeah, just quietly. 41-17, not bad. So he'll play this time against the Rockets, and Ryan Anderson will probably struggle on the boards against him. So I think Anthony Davis is a lock for me. He'll be playing at the power forward shot spot, matching up with Rhino. And I think it's just easy rebounds for the big fella.
Yeah,
so
the turnstile at it again.
Exactly. But not too many options really stick out to me here from this game, Tim. Eric Gordon looks handy. He's working his way back into form. Had a nice little cameo off the bench there against Denver. And I think he's a good bench option. Jesus.
Spit it out, man.
Since the New Orleans bench is pretty horrendous, isn't it?
Are you asking a question? We already played that game, James. Name the New Orleans bench.
Yeah. Like naming the Brooklyn bench. Couldn't do it. 76ers Bulls team, we're moving on.
Sorry, I'll just keep my comments to myself.
You know how it used to be it has to be 20 minutes? Now we've got a limit to keep it under an hour. Right, for radio. We're professionals now, Tim. It's gotta be on cue. So this is a weird
thing about this podcast is professional.
Except the professional studio audience. Okafor is most likely out against the Bulls, and that means Rashaan Holmes is set to explode. He's a lock if Okafor misses. And the Bulls are
still... How do you know he's missing a week in advance?
Because I know everything. The Bulls are so inconsistent, it's unbelievable. But Jimmy Butler should be setting the tone here against the 76ers, Tim. You should ride him in on this one.
The best point guard in the league definitely deserves a look-in.
James Harden's not playing this
game. See, there's two ways to this question, James.
Get out of here, TJ, with this TJ.
No, I was talking about Rajon Rondo.
Shut up.
22-7-4 in 20 minutes, no worries.
I also like Big Shot Bob here, Tim. He was our unique of the week, in case anyone was anyone's playing along.
Playing along at home. Got your little bingo card out.
So we talked about him earlier, and the Bulls don't defend the three-point line well, which he should take advantage of.
Bingo.
And final game of the slate, Kings-Warriors. Get Klay Thompson and no one else, Tim. Klay Thompson will score 69 in the first half, and then that'll be that.
Yeah, then it'll
this will be over by halftime, I've said. Right, Tim, we're moving on to Sunday. It's a... Look, I'll be frank here. Pretty piss-poor slate.
You mean Saturday NBA time.
Sorry. Tim, look, I'll be frank here. Pretty piss-poor slate. And no, my name's not Frank. Did you get that? I'll be Frank. There's no Frank. I'm not being Frank. Anyway. Jazz Clippers, Tim. I don't like it.
Moving on.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Good thing it's at 6:30 a.m.
No bueno. Exactly. Won't be in the Australian slates. We'll be lucky if there's an early lineup game created for FanDuel and DraftKings.
I don't know why you'd do it.
Yeah. Look, it doesn't create any value for you, to be honest. Anyway. We're not going to talk about it. I don't want it. I don't want to. Wizards-Cavs team. This will be an interesting game. The Wizards do have the opportunity to sneak into first place in the Eastern Conference standings by the end of the season. So this is a very important matchup for that. So I'm expecting John Wall to be like a big performer here. If the Wizards want to compete with the Cavs for the Eastern Conference finals come, you know, it's probably in about 2 months' time that'll be happening. You've got to show up now. This is getting to the business end of the season. I'm expecting the big business from John Wall here.
Well, the thing for me in this game is if the Wizards want to be the Cavs, it's going to take more than John Wall and Bradley Beal. It's going to take Markieff Morris, it's going to take Otto Porter, and it's going to take Marcin Gortat. Sorry, Evil Disney character.
It's going to take Ian Mahinmi off the bench.
It's going to take a lot.
Bojan Bogdanovic hitting 5 of 7 threes.
And Brandon Jennings. It's going to take a team effort to beat. So. If they do win, if the Wizards get the W here, there's going to be a high-scoring amount of Wizards.
Yeah, it's going to be a high-scoring... But it'll be a high-scoring affair, too. But let's be honest here.
The King's going to go absolutely ballistic.
How many players do the Wizards have that can score, you know, that we can comfortably say will be able to score above 15?
So, yeah, it wouldn't be...
7 players, I would say, have any opportunity of scoring 15-plus players. Brandon Jennings isn't scoring 15-plus points. So that leaves
He's just taking charges from Terry Rozier.
Ian Mahinmi, if he gets the minutes, will score 15 plus.
Well, if he can do something for once.
Yeah.
I picked him up just quietly. I picked him up in my fantasy playoff because I was like, oh, I need steals and blocks. You know, he got 7 steals, and we quoted him as the guy to get for steals and blocks. Do you know what he got today?
0-0.
0 points and 4 rebounds.
That's not bad.
0-1 from the field. 2 turnovers.
If he plays the minutes, he can score 15 points. Anyway.
He's the most inconsistent person I've ever seen.
Bogdanovic, Beal, Wall, Porter, Morris. And Gortat. They can all score. But I'd be looking against the Cavs, I'd be looking at Beal and Wall to take do all the heavy lifting, if you will.
I think Gortat goes nuts if they win. Gortat will be the bringer of doom.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson's been struggling with big man as of late. As I said, Tim, he's just a warm body to go and stand there and let LeBron be the best player in the entire world and in the history of NBA basketball.
So this game depends on Marcin Gortat. If he wants to bring his nuke, his doomsday device, and destroy the whole world, he'll...
Grew from Despicable Me.
Yeah, it depends on him.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Bradley Beal, John Wall, and I'd be looking at LeBron. This is a LeBron game. LeBron shows up in big games. People say he doesn't show up when it counts. That's bullshit, Tim. Look at him, watch him here.
That's why he needs his rest.
Exactly, that's why he needs his rest so he can play in these big games.
Raptors-Mavs.
This is an interesting one, Tim. Mavericks have been pretty...
Serge Ibaka goes nuts.
If he's not suspended.
Well, I rewatched it just before we came on air.
He's going to be suspended. He's swung.
I think Rolo gets a bigger suspension. He initiated.
I reckon Ibaka misses three games.
He initiated and he punched first.
Yeah.
And then...
Ibaka still swung.
It's not Ibaka's fault that he connected and Rolo didn't.
Tim,
Bob couldn't see the rake.
But this is the NBA. He gets minimum 3 games for me.
Yeah, he'll get 3 games.
Which means he misses
But if he plays, he goes nuts.
But yeah, he goes nuts. I like Yogi Ferrell here, Tim.
Yeah, gets
Corey Joseph can't defend. He just can't. And Yogi Ferrell earned his 10-day contract, or earned his 2-year contract, Tim, by absolutely torching Lillard and McCollum. And he's going to do it again here against the Raptors. Mark my words. Harrison Barnes also looks good here.
You reckon?
Because who?
We discussed his skill set earlier.
Who's PJ Tucker? Who's Damari Carroll? Don't worry about
them. Both very good defenders.
Don't worry about them. Harrison Barnes. Superior skill set.
Superior.
Nick Spurs. It's going to be over a quarter time, Tim. It's going to be over a quarter time. Get Deontay Murray because he'll play about 30 minutes after everyone else checks out. I would not be surprised if they rest all their players in this game.
Kylo Quinn.
Yeah, nice. Good call. Kylo Quinn. But
we'll play 25 to 30 minutes in junk time. That's all he needs.
I would not be surprised if LaMarcus Aldridge sits, Kawhi Leonard sits. I would not be surprised if Patty Mills will play. I would not be surprised if Ginobili and Parker sit.
Well, what do they care?
Yeah, well, exactly. They'll get us. It doesn't matter. They'll rest them all and they'll still win by
100 first points. Or second seed. They eclipse the They eclipse the Thunder or they eclipse the Nuggets. What do you want to do? I
mean, regardless. No, they'll play
Memphis. Memphis, I think.
Anyway.
Well,
Knicks, but I'm not worrying about. This is actually a really bad slide, Tim.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, for me, from this one, Kylo Quinn. Well, look, we're going to have to talk more about the Raptors Mavericks, Tim. That's the only way we're going
to get it. Timberwolves Trailblazers is the game stack here.
Yeah, absolutely stack.
With a bit of Marcin Gortat.
You know what? I'd probably be taking 5-6 players from Timberwolves Trailblazers. So,
I wouldn't be going that far.
Wiggins, McCollum, Lillard, Towns, Nurkic. There you go. There's your lineup right there.
Marcin Gortat, the king. Joe Ingles. Bit of Joe Ingles.
A little bit of Joe Ingles.
Never had to put a little bit of Joe Ingles in. Sprinkle him over the top.
It does when it's 6:30 a.m.
Well, that just ruined your lineup, didn't it?
Yep. Well, yeah, there you go, Tim, man. Look,
James, I've had enough of this. Like, can we please move on to the next one?
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. I feel sick. Sunday's horrible.
Saturday.
James. Sorry, NBA Saturday is terrible. We covered it for you very quickly because...
If it was in our professional opinions and...
If there's a day you want to take off, you know, go do something with your family for once.
Stop betting on the basketball.
And watching it all day like our miserable lives entail. That would be the day.
Alright, James, this is where
we'll kick off on NBA Sunday.
This is where the good stuff starts.
This is where you don't worry about your wife and kids anymore. This is where you piss off.
This is where the good stuff starts. The old early 9 a.m. tip off with a 5-game slate for Draft Stars and 10 for our American friends. 10 games. So I have been nice and I have previewed the other 5 games, even though they're not for our Australian friends. Pelicans and Nuggets will be an absolute shootout. I had to go with it straight up because so far the Pelicans are better without Boogie Cousins than with James. They have been better without.
Yeah, I know, it's even
though
odd.
Even though he went off today, that seems to be an outlier right now. Nuggets are clamoring for a W, especially with their recent losses to Houston and with Portland somehow coming out of the abyss. if Gallinari and Chandler ever decide to come back, it will neuter Barton and Hernan Gomez's value.
Yeah, Barton's not a good basketball player anyway.
Gary Harris, however, will still go strong as he'll be the third shooting option on the team. That's dangerous.
Gary's been quite good over the last
couple of weeks. James, he'll be covered less. If he's that third shooting option, they'll go out to him less because they'll be worried about Gallinari and Chandler on the floor. Do you know what that means? That means bad luck. Because Gary shoots...
Bad luck.
Because Gary shoots 48% from three. So bad luck. He's going to go massive, Gary Harris. He'll go massive. I actually said Jordan Crawford here, James. Do you know what?
Interesting pick.
Because he'll torch the Nuggets because some idiot who decides that, oh, I'm just going to be a scorer, always torches the Nuggets. Always. It's
called Solomon Hill against Houston.
Always. Jordan Crawford goes ballistic. He will actually go ballistic. You'll see his veins popping out of his head. Go ballistic. Thunder Rockets. Obviously the high profile Westbrook hard battle, but they'll be too expensive to play. I think you avoid both.
Yeah, they'll probably both be 25k.
And as Kander is one of the worst defenders in the league, as is Alex Abrines. So Eric Gordon and Nene, sneaky plays. Yep. Nene Hilario.
And look at... He's a bad man, Tim. Just quietly. He's like 37 years old, and he's a bad, bad man. He can still dunk with authority. Don't worry about Nene. I'm going to get a poster up in my room of that man.
Nene Chicken.
Yeah, Nene.
Trailblazers, Lakers will also have a lot of high-scoring players, James, because there's no such thing as backcourt D in that game.
No.
Jordan Clarkson, Dame, and CJ are all superb options here.
I wouldn't really go after anyone else. I really don't think D'Angelo Russell suits this game.
Yeah, he's kind of the player you need to pick. He's very situational in these matchups that you know that he's going to go off. There's a lot of defenders who, you know, they can switch him onto his wrong side, and since he's looking to score first, they can just take that away from him, and he's, well, pretty much useless. Did you see that?
He pulls the ice out of his veins.
Did you see where he fell over against Philly?
No. Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what happens when you take away his scoring ability, too. Yeah. That's all that's left underneath.
Just fumbles all over himself. I'd inquire about Nurkic, James.
Inquire. Just query him.
Because Tariq Black isn't a good basketball player, and you won't be able to do anything against him, because Tariq Black is all hustle and no muscle.
Hey, he's a former Houston Rocket. That's a good gag, I must admit.
Nice little pun.
But
he's all hustle.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he might be a good guy. Might have a good personality.
He did good things in the community.
James, does good things in the community, reaching out to the kids, give you two extra draft size points? No? Then I don't care. Grizzlies Warriors is super interesting. We have the best team in the NBA, and then we have the Warriors. Ouch. You see what it did there? The Grizzlies are the best team in the NBA. No, seriously. They're 2-0 against them. How good is that?
The Grizzlies are 2-0 against the Warriors.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they have like the best record against the top six in the West or something. Something stupid.
High scoring affair each time, which is weird for Memphis because they don't like to score at all. Marc Gasol will cause
How good is
havoc.
How good
is will it? Cause havoc.
Probably one of my favorite players in the NBA.
30, 15, and 10, with a couple of steals, a couple of 3-pointers in as well. He's gonna go nuts. I reckon he's gonna score 60 in that game.
Would not surprise me.
I actually reckon
wouldn't surprise me.
Honestly, I don't really mind Tony Allen here either. He's no Kevin Durant, there is no Kevin Durant, and we think he's the pinnacle of defense in this team. A 10-10-5-5-5 quintuple singles, actually not out of the question, even if you don't believe me. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks.
He could probably do it.
I actually would not put that out of the question.
If anyone could do it, it would be him.
Avoid Clay. He's not going to get any space, and he's not known for his hit rate when creating his own shot, is he now, James?
If he ever created his own shot, Tim, and scored, I'd generally shave my head. Worse than yours is right.
He shoots 73% of all of his shots coming off screens, like pick-up pops.
Yeah, Steph Curry creates them all for him, and Draymond Green.
Bulls and Bucks. Apparently, Rajon Rondo is the best player on the team right now, James. See his game today? We're nuts.
Get rid of this man. Who is he?
Led the team to a stirring loss. Even though he played well, he couldn't do anything. Because the Rondo triple-double means nothing.
They won today.
No, they lost. The Raptors in overtime.
Did they lose in overtime?
They lost in overtime.
Surely not.
The Raptors got the W, James. Look at that. 122 to 120.
They were up by like 22 points.
Disastrous. Against the Bucks, I would give him a go. As the Bucks concede the 5th most FanDuel points to the point guard position. Did you know that, James?
Against Bucks, really?
Against our man Dellavedova.
He doesn't even play anymore.
Yeah, because he's rubbish.
Yeah,
bring him to footy. He doesn't. He should be playing AFL. He should be playing NBA.
He locked down Steph Curry and hasn't done too much since.
Yeah. Well, he got his payday. That's all that matters.
And he got his ring.
Hawks, Nets, pretty simple here. Dennis Schroeder and Dwight Howard. Howard goes 20-20. I don't think anything else needs to be said out of that game. Because this is not a game for Brook Lopez. No, yeah, he'll situate out and try and shoot threes, but he's not going to get one single rebound. He's not going to get one assist. He's not going to get a steal. He's not going to get a block. He'll score about 15 points.
I just see Dwight Howard going. You know, Dwight Howard boxing out Brook Lopez and just jumping up, slamming the ball back down, and doing a little Superman dance.
Yeah.
And they're heading back down the court.
So Dwight's going to get 20-20 because Brook does not rebound. He does not rebound at all. So he's going to get at least 15 defensive rebounds, and he just has to get 5 putbacks for 10 points and score another 10 points and pick and rolls. There you go, 20-20. That's simple. I make it sound so easy when I say it like that.
Go do that against Brook Lopez.
Yeah, absolutely. Kings Clippers. DeAndre Jordan double-doubles, no question, just like most other nights. The question is it enough for you to value him in your team?
He's quite expensive. You don't need to go big.
I sent a blowout, so watch out for how much they sit. Chris Paul, no, I don't reckon he has any value in this game because he's going to sit after the first half.
Yeah, I'll play again.
Blake Griffin again, like we saw today. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul,
20 minutes,
DeAndre Jordan, that's it. They cut him. So I definitely reckon watch out in this game because this is blowout material. We're on to Monday, James. Starting to head into the home stretch of the week. The
This will, the bank balance is looking nice and tidy by this point, I'm sure.
Yeah, this will be the day, the final day of the semi-finals of your fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, this is a big day.
Momentous day. And it's going to be headlined by one of the worst teams in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons. Who, as James like to think, have lost a piston on defense. That was one of the worst gags I've ever heard
in
my life.
Thank you.
Leave the gags to me, James. I got a couple more set up, don't worry. Andre Drummond has been their only serviceable player. He's been sticking to the boards, getting his putback dunks and running the floor, as we like to see him do. He gobbles all 20 boards, James, in this game. Gets up 20 and 20 very easily here because, well, frankly, Oquin is undersized.
Yeah, he's undersized.
And Willie is not the smartest player, and he's not the best. He's quite young, so he's still learning. Drummond is just too powerful for him.
He's pushing him out of the way. Well, he's one of the best. He probably is. We discussed this last week, Tim. He is the best rebounding center in the league, we might say. And an undersized Carl Oquin and backup Willie Hernan Gomez just aren't going to. You know, they're just not going to cut the mustard, are they, Tim?
Yeah, Drummond's going to get the 20 rebounds, probably going to get in the first three quarters.
Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't even be surprised. You chip in a couple of steals, chip in a couple of points, there you go. Gets 50, easy. Cavs Spurs. I don't think I need to say anything else apart from the fact that LeBron James will go bananas.
It's time for the King.
The King will take over this game as he does against the Spurs most times. He's just going to go absolutely bananas. 39, 15, and 15 seems about right for LeBron.
But just a quiet evening against the Spurs.
85 draft size points would not go amiss. Yeah, he's probably the cheapest out of anyone.
And you know what, Tim? I reckon Kyrie's avoidable in this game.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have a great game, James.
The Spurs defense just is suffocating, and I think Kyrie will be the one who suffers most from that. Because LeBron, he'll do whatever he wants, but I think Kyrie will be the one to suffer most in this game.
See, to beat the Spurs, you have to open them up. You have to spread the floor nicely. You have to make every pass. You have to run the floor nicely. You have to get them in transition, and then you just got to expose them with a couple of quick passes. Get in, get out, hit the three.
Is that the Nuggets?
That's no
foolproof plan.
Nuggets never, Jameson. We get blown out by 20 points every time.
The
Kyrie's, they love defending one-on-one players. Kyrie Irving is a one-on-one player.
Yeah,
they love it.
Have you seen the philosophy how to beat the Warriors, Tim? Just shoot more threes than them. It's a Rockets philosophy.
Yeah, Nuggets did it too. yeah, but we're talking about the Spurs, James.
Anyway. Anyway.
Patty Mills. Because they are so good at helping each other.
Yeah.
They're just going to come across and shut down Kyrie.
It's just a good organisation and they're all on the same page. And
Kyrie's a scorer. He's not an assister. So I don't reckon Kyrie has a great game here.
All right, Tim. Time to give Grizzlies Kings the business.
Aren't you going to say Kawhi's going to try to stop LeBron or outmatch him?
No, because we all know he's going to try, but it's not going to work.
LeBron goes ham and he can't be stopped here. Yeah, Grizzlies Kings.
Give him the business.
James, do not fall into the trap. Do not fall into the trap of picking players for this game. Do not fall into the trap.
It was pretty tempting.
They may appeal, but seriously, they won't.
They won't?
They won't.
They won't.
The Grizzlies...
What?
The Grizzlies are good at playing defense. The Kings are not good at defense. They're not good at defense, and they're not good at scoring. Frankly...
Not an exciting outlook.
It's going to be a terrible game to watch. Buddy Hield's going to put up 35 shot attempts.
How many he makes, we'll wait and see.
Seriously, avoid.
Yeah.
Magic Raptors. Serge is playing against his old team.
If he's not suspended.
Not sure if it's really an occasion because he was there for half a season, but it's always good to give players a go against their old team. Even better when it's against the Magic. See Dwight Howard right here. If this was Wikipedia, you'd just click Dwight Howard.
Yeah, see Dwight Howard.
And it would just come up nicely.
25 and 25 just on the reg against Orlando.
Payton's been on fire as well and will continue his good form against the subpar PG and Corey Joseph. I felt a bit harsh saying subpar.
We're ripping on Corey Joseph this week.
He's a fairly serviceable starter in the absence of Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for much better off to be starting for Kyle Lowry.
Well, you could. You'd ask for Emmanuel Mudiay, but hey.
Oh, please. But,
Pelicans Jazz, James.
Not a good defender. Yeah, Pelicans Jazz.
Another not very appealing game. Gordon Hayward would probably go ballistic, but this is where it gets a bit deep here. So I reckon if George Hill misses again, as he has many times this season with niggling injuries, or they might just decide to rest him in the lead-up to playoffs. If Tim Frazier is in the starting lineup like he has been in the last couple of games, I reckon go for it. Absolutely go for it. They will fall apart without George Hill as the defensive leader.
Tim Frazier plays for the Pelicans.
That's what I'm saying. Because if George Hill isn't there, the Pelicans will go straight through the point guard position. And they will absolutely tear him apart.
Has Frazier been starting?
He's been starting. So the last couple of games that I've watched without George Hill, the way to beat Utah, take him straight down the middle. Don't go through the wings. Go straight down the middle because that's where Gobert is.
Yeah.
They'll all sag in, straight out to the three-pointers, yeah. Splash.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Tim Frazier's going to get about 25 assists in this game. That's outrageous. I didn't mean 25. About 15. 10 to 15.
I still can't believe he's rotting on that bench while Etwan Moore plays minutes.
Makes me feel sick. Tim Frazier, seriously, if that happens, if that situation occurs, Tim Frazier, it will be low ownership and he's cheap. Thunder Mavericks.
What happened to Westbrook last time?
Yeah, he got ejected last time, James. Tensions simmered last time and seriously threatened to explode.
Tensions simmered. Oh, that's
they nice. Were cooking on the pot. James Harden was right underneath the court and he was just doing the cooking. Look, if Westbrook gets ejected again, you don't want him on your team. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Thanks for that, Tim.
That's a pretty good analysis right there. I'm playing Dirk because, well, what has Domantas Sabonis done this season? And what has Stephen Adams done to help him?
So, not a lot.
Dirk will score plenty. Dirk will absolutely
score plenty. How good is Dirk? Transcendent.
30 points. He's gonna hit 30 points. He's going to score his 40,000 points. He's going to score 10,000. Dirk will score 10,000. You watch.
10,000? You mean 40,000? You mean 30,000? Oh, fuck, who knows? He scored too many points, Tim. I can't keep track anymore.
Dirk, what an absolute talent.
I mean, he's a Dallas player. I'm a Houston fan. I still love the man.
James, we're on to Tuesday now.
We're on to Tuesday, are we?
Nearly at the end of the week. Just keep tracking along. Your bank balance is pretty full right now.
It's bursting at the seams right now, Tim.
Timberwolves paces. Timberwolves have four plays in their starting lineup and a warm body.
No,
Brandon Rush.
Brandon Rush.
Don't get him.
Don't get him.
Tip of the season right there. Pacers are decent at home, which is why you look at CJ Miles and Jeff Teague. Teague is superb at home, goes 28-8 most nights, in my opinion. CJ lights it up at home as well, and against Shabazz, he'll go ballistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ricky Rubio is also good to look at. Ricky Rubio also deserves an inquiry, because Cat will be good, but he's not worthy of the 20K.
It'll be a fantastic battle with Miles Turner.
However, he'll score whatever Rubio throws at him. That's why I said you inquire about Rubio, which is more assists and more points for Rubio. I reckon Cat will score about 20 points, all directly assisted from Rubio.
Yeah, nice.
So that's 10 assists for Rubio, James.
That's a handy point total for Ricky Rubio.
That's already 15 points for him. Plus the tack on a couple of threes that he can make now, apparently.
I've seen.
Apparently he's a three-point shooter now.
Yeah, anyway, Tim, moving on from this game. It doesn't pleasure me that too much, that game. Kevin Walker.
Against the Bucks.
The Hornets-Bucks game. Interesting one.
He'll run Delly wild.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank the Tank could be back.
Absolutely. Frank the Tank, absolutely.
Lock and load the tank.
Could be good as for all of the Bucks. Centers are very good defenders outside the paint. We're excluding Thonmaker because he's okay, but he plays about 8 minutes, so who cares?
Yeah, he starts and he plays 8 to 15 minutes, depending on how effective he is.
So who cares? 76ers Nets in what used to be the worst game in the NBA, James. It did.
They had until the 76ers got fun.
Yeah.
And now they suck again because all their good players are injured.
Until they got some talent. Brook Lopez is going to run right here. Jahlil Okafor can't tell his ass from his face on defense, James. He wouldn't know if he had a butt in his face. Really could not tell you. Do you reckon he just thinks he's a traffic cone? Do you reckon he's
a rubbish bin. He's there for layup drills. That's literally what he's there for.
TJ McConnell is always dangerous of flirting that triple-double, and that he will again in this game, James. We just keep on flirting. Big Shot Bob is a
super... so many girls, he's just flirting
James,
all the time.
You ruined my joke already. It's in the next one. Idiot. Big Shot Bob is a super good option, as Saric will be in 90% of teams. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heat Pistons will be boring. That was some succinct analysis. At this rate, Heat will blow them out 20+. Drummond beats Whiteside, however... See, that's a big call there. Drummond beats Whiteside, and they still lose. However, Dragic will be the reason they win. No one from the Pistons seems to be able to cover him after they find Reggie Jackson sitting on the bench when he should be facing up to guard him. He's already having a drink and a sit down.
Yeah, they're just playing for. They're pretty much playing 4 and 5 at the moment. Reggie Jackson has just been abysmal too.
Suns Hawks in itself won't be bad, but on this slate, I think you'll need a 360 score on FanDuel to take it out. If you're playing draft styles, seriously, I'd have a crack at that 400 tournament that's been the target tournament that's been sitting there for a while, with the massive jackpot now. I'd avoid it purely because the other games will be so high scoring, James.
Yeah, this doesn't seem to be as high scoring as some of the other games on this slate.
However, if I had to pick, I'd go with Ilyasova. We'll play 30 junk time minutes and put up some decent numbers against his old team.
Yeah, well, against his old side.
Warriors Rockets is going to be ham. It's going to be ham.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be that pig from Toy Story that's called ham.
Well, the thing is, this one's a Toyota Center, so the Rockets may just sneakily, you know, be able to hang around and cause them some trouble if they can hit their threes. But, look, I'm generally concerned about all the Rockets players because Harden will want to do it all himself.
He actually will. Capella will be a low-selected player who I think will actually score 30 to 35, though, which is good for meeting value. But he'll have an impact on this game for rebounds and putbacks.
I think Harden is going to try and...
he's going to take all of in the Harden's
first quarter,
misses.
In the first quarter, Harden's going to try and, you know, assist everyone, set everyone up, make sure they're all confident, feeling good. But it's not going to work. The Warriors will close them all down, just like they have in every other single game the Rockets have played against them. And then Harden will go, well, I have to score now. And then he'll score for the next three quarters until it comes to the last 5 minutes where he'll want to be point god again. And, you know, hopefully the Rockets
can Capella's going to get about 10 putbacks because...
Ryan Anderson's super important to this game, Tim, I'm telling you right now.
Well, James, Klay Thompson will either love this or hate this game.
Yeah. He struggled against the Rockets in the first two meetings.
I think he'll love it, James. I think he'll love it.
Yeah, he does have it. He always has a good game against Houston.
Pat Bev is a good chance for a quintuple single in steals, blocks, fouls, complaints, and three-pointers. The newest stat line. I'll be counting. Don't worry. You watch out. Seriously, I actually wouldn't mind putting him in my side for this game.
Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll absolutely lock up Curry.
Nuggets Trailblazers. Boy, oh, boy. The most important game
Nurkic
on this
slate. Nurkic versus Jokic.
Yeah, the first time, James. Who will win? I genuinely don't know. I can't answer that question.
Surely Malone will be he'll be salty if Nurkic absolutely dominates
it. I was an avid fan of Nurkic before he left, and you know this. Everyone on the podcast knows this. I know what he can do. The problem is, he knows what Jokic can do. And he knows he can out-muscle Jokic in the post. That's what's worrying me the most right here.
Yeah, Jokic is a fantastic post.
He's not great in the post. He's big, he's long, but Nurkic is bigger and longer. That's what's worrying me
here. I think Nurkic beats him on the boards, Tim.
I think he does. That's what I was about to say, James. You alluded to it already. I don't think Jokic hits his value this game. Nurkic will take too many rebounds off him. On the other hand, if you don't have Dame selected a week before this slate begins, as in today, you're dreaming. He torches the Nuggets every time, and he's been on fire. He's taken over.
He'll probably score 50.
Barton will go bananas against his old side if he gets the minutes. Wizards like his James.
That's a pass from me.
Pass. We're on to Wednesday, the final day of the slate. Well, of the podcast, really.
Yeah, the podcast.
If I was French, I would turn my lip up at Thunder's magic. Bang. Already in it.
Yeah, low scoring and dominated by Westbrook. No one else does too much in this game, I don't think.
Nah, Westbrook will take over. Westbrook doesn't make his team better, which is probably the worst part about him. He sucks their stats and makes them his own. So I don't like this game. However, I love Taj Gibson, so his door is always open for me.
Welcome, Taj. He's always got a walk-up spot in my side as well.
Yeah, he always does. Hawks 76ers. Dario, I think he meets his downfall against Millsap.
Yeah, Millsap's...
He's a bigger Saric.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is a bigger Saric. I don't think Millsap will have the greatest game himself, but Saric won't have a good one. He'll keep him out of trouble. TJ McConnell must kiss a lot of girls because he's flirting again. That was the joke. That's where it was.
That's nice.
That's where it
was. I thought you missed it, that's all.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
Because he's flirting again, James.
He's flirting.
Except this time, he kisses the girl. He gets the triple-double.
Does he?
I reckon he gets it.
Bang. Against the Hawks. Yeah.
Against Schroeder.
Instead of Schroeder, whew.
He gets it. He kisses the girl.
All the flirting pays off.
He gets the girl. Bucks Celtics, big game. Al Horford firms to be a good acquisition, as does Jay Crowder.
Yeah, Jay Crowder looks... he looks primed in this game for me, Tim.
Hornets Raptors in what today...
It's Kemba time.
In what is what looking like this slate is East Finals fucking rematch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hornets Raptors is going to be a big game for the fact that Serge Ibaka goes nuts.
Tim... Such Parker's going nuts every game. Tim, I've already locked in Kemba Walker.
That's all right.
I've already locked him in for my team.
Against Corey Joseph.
I've already locked him in.
See you later. Nick Batum as well. Yep. Yeah,
already locked in. They're already in there.
Valanciunas. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Unless the tank's locked and loaded and ready to go.
If the tank's
locked and loaded, look out Jonas. Look out Nogueira.
James, we're sliding through here. We got heat Nicks.
Interesting Pass. One. It's an interesting one.
Interesting in what? That we're passing?
Because Hassan Whiteside's going to cause havoc here. He's going to cause some big trouble.
Oh, like Quinn undersized. Willie Hernan Gomez not the smartest. We've already said it before.
Exactly. Hassan Whiteside locked that in. Yeah. Goran Dragic locked that in.
The Almeida's locked it in.
He's not playing.
Oh, yeah, he's out. Sorry. My apologies.
Otherwise, I'll probably steer clear of that.
Mavericks Pelicans. Ew. Ew.
Not for me, thanks.
Ew.
Yeah, not for me.
Wesley Matthews is probably one of the worst players in the NBA right now, averaging 7 points a game.
Yeah, I think it's too... You'll be doshing out too much for DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis in this game. In a game that's potentially probably not going to be that too high scoring. Neither of them will share stats. One of them will go big one, right?
Yogi Ferrell.
Not worth the money.
Yogi Ferrell, I'm looking.
Yeah, nice. Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is the role player on that team now. He's not a star player anymore.
No,
did you know that? He's a role player.
He's not a role player.
Pacers Grizzly. Another one.
What, you think Thaddeus Young's touching the pill in this one?
Nah, absolutely.
He's not going to get his hands on the ball.
Paul George goes nuts here.
Yeah, Paul George.
I don't think we've ever said that on the podcast.
We've never talked about Paul George.
I don't think we've ever said Paul George was a chance to go nuts. I think he goes nuts.
This looks like a Marc Gasol game to me, Tim.
Every game looks like a Marc Gasol game
to me. He's just too big for Miles Turner. He's too big.
He's... Marc Gasol.
And he's the big one. The Warriors versus Spurs where they rest everyone all again. It'll happen again. Watch out.
The rematch of the rest players.
Let's see if they actually play this time.
I'm not going to comment on this game purely for the fact that we don't know what's going on.
I've heard rumours. I have heard rumours, Tim, that they may both rest play all their players again.
Because they don't want to know what the other one's going to do, because they're going to play each other in the Western Conference final. That is the most likely matchup at this point in time.
What do you mean?
But yes, James, the Rockets, yeah, whatever.
Anyway. The game we should be talking about here, because this is the one we're stacking, Tim. We've already stacked it along with Hornets-Raptors. Wizards-Clippers.
Yeah, absolutely we have. It's going to be an absolute...
This will be a belter.
It's going to be a game to watch. Yeah, it's going to be a game... This is going to be game of the season, we reckon.
This is Blake Griffin time.
This is... Yeah, what's Keith going to do? He's going to get angry, punch him in the face and get ejected.
Blake Griffin's too athletic. His ability to score, from on the block and from the triple threat position, he's too dangerous with his passing abilities and his ability to, get to the rack with ease. He's going to cause some havoc here.
Do you know what?
JJ Redick, Tim, just quietly.
Ooh, yeah. Against Bradley
Beal. Bradley Beal is not the best at following players through screens. And JJ Redick is the king of the three-pointer off the screen.
Off the three-screen.
Yeah, we...
Chris Paul's the facilitator, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, Luke Mbah, and Mute Screen.
We practice that when we go play basketball, don't we, Tim? We practice the sprinting off the screen and hitting the spot up Jay.
And then James practices missing every single jumper. Right,
give me a spell. My basketball ability isn't what's on trial here, right?
At least your podcast ability is better. Well, we hope.
We hope.
We hope.
We'll see my Dash Radio abilities, my professionalism.
Yeah, you know what, James? I'm really intrigued to see DeAndre Jordan take up against Marcin Gortat.
That'd be an interesting matchup.
I think Jordan is too big for Gortat, but Gortat has the hustle. He'll have the hustle in this game.
Yeah.
When he wants to play, he wants to play.
But I find DeAndre Jordan's overpriced in many of the platforms. In draft stars, he's certainly overpriced at 15,000.
Yeah, no thanks. For a person who misses all his free throws.
Yeah. He's just doesn't provide enough value. His big games of 18 and 18, he ends up with 35 points because he misses the rest of his shots and all his free throws.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
And now we have to talk about the final. No, we don't.
We're not talking about it, Tim. Get out of here.
Jazz is going to blow him out.
I think every single game that's involved the Kings this week, we've just ignored.
Gordon Hayward goes nuts.
Gordon Hayward does go nuts.
Actually, just quietly, Joe Ingles.
Just quietly.
Just quietly.
38 minutes.
Why is he in 11% of it? No.
38 minutes of just Australian Basketball Hall of Fame glory.
Joe Ingles goes nuts here.
All right, Tim, let's wrap this up. It's been a long show. We've given the listeners a lot of... this is a tightly packed episode, Tim. Tightly packed. Like those T-shirts we received in the mail that were, tight packed, and then we filled them up with water and they expanded. It's going to see what happened with these brains, Tim. All the knowledge goes in there. Knowledge of basketball so expands. And then the bank account explodes. That's how it works.
All right, guys. We appreciate you still listening at this time.
If you've managed to make it this far, surely you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
That would be lovely.
If you wouldn't mind. And, follow us on Twitter,
If you're probably following us already.
The Waiver Wire One.
At the Waiver Wire One. Make sure you check us out. We're pretty funny on Twitter, I must admit.
Do have some good memes.
Yeah, good memes. Good tweets. A lot of good information comes out through there that isn't said in the podcast. We talk about it, the really good ones, the good tweets. But, you know, it's a lot of good content on there. We've created a nice little Twitter community that we like to interact with. So,
all right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all.